Yigash Vayigash Eina Biyudah. Talmud says a Kiribu Yigash Nashna Yudah approaches Yosef HaTzadik. In other words, telling you speak to Yosef HaTzadik can end in the case as well. Nevertheless, he gets even closer. I start Abed Atobo Lahod Me'adoini Alicha Abchob Abdechot Kichamoich Al-Paro. He starts looking up to Yosef HaTzadik. Now he's calling Yosef Adoini Kichamoich Al-Paro. You know what's funny, what's the switch over here? It says that when Yosef was told him, it means case of physically means that he will eat it. So he took two steps closer. Say that. He actually took two steps closer. And then it says that you know, when Yaakov Avinu was told that Yosef was lying, first he didn't believe until the Yaas HaGolas. What's the Yaas HaGolas? He remembered which sugi he was learning. Egla Ruf. He was learning the sugi of Egla Ruf of Yosef. Also not mikre way there at that point he was learning the sugya of Egla Rufa with Yosef HaTzadik. Why not Egla Rufa? And then when he met up with Yosef in this week's parsha, it says that Yaakov didn't fall on Yosef. Why? Shaya Kwere as Shema. So the last time he met was Egla Rufa, and now they meet again, it's Shema. Why not Kwere as Shema? Why not with Yaakov, he meets Yosef again, reunited with Yosef, also the Chinuch and Shema. But the parents say that you saw the Maharal discussed this, everybody discussed it, the Maharal discussed it extremely at length. Netzach Yisrael, I think they call this Perchot Yimel. When the Maral writes Bechlal, the whole idea of this world is called the world of Ribui, the Pruda world of Ribui. In other words, it says that the philosophers came to their Kfira, came to Maskon of Kfira, because we've seen the Teva Ha'ilam that everything can only produce one of its kind. Anything can only produce one of its kind. A fire is hot, and water is cold. You can't get hot water unless you burn it with fire and it's heated. The water bedson is cold, and fire bedson is hot. Everything can produce one of its kind. A lion gives birth to a lion, and a horse to a horse. They said if the world is a ribui, there has to be a ribui. It has to be a ribui. It can't all come from one. It can't come from one. One can produce one, and one cannot produce ribui. Maybe says, the whole Arich is only into it. The Ram says they came to Maskon, but therefore there must be a ribui of Haskalos as well. Not everything is Echad. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world in a way where Taka looks, you look around the world, it looks like it's full of ribui, there's oil, there's kushas, there's fire, there's water, everything is a world of ribui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants gufa, that we should be megala in the world, the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, look at the ribui, the avoid of Klal Yisrael is, to show the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, the idea that Klal Yisrael is a goy echad ba'aretz, is that tzadeh yishu, that tzadeh manifestate, that tzadeh marba, the echadness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see Yishal Esmincha, toy echad, Hashimcha echad, who's Megana the Atta Chod and the Shemuch HaEchod and Mikam Kisrael and Goy Echod Boaz. Atta Avoid of Klal Yisrael to show the Bechinah of Echod. The day that they show the Bechinah of Echod on here, mainly everybody sees that. And even though there's a Ribu, the Ribu is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tell them it's Hashem, the Tachos Hashem says, Vay Hashem the Melech, I'll call it Be'im Hui Hashem, Echod Hashmoy Echod. So that's the Avoid of Amela, that's why 12 Shvatim have a lot in common with Echad. First of all, Echad is Gematria 13. So in some version, 13 is Gematria, that is the 12 Shvatim plus Yaakov Avinu. Even more than that, Echad is the Aleph Ches Dalet, also the Shvatim. Dalet is the four children of the Bnei Shvachas, of Bil and Zilpa, they had two each. Ches, the children of Rachel and Leah, they had six, Rachel had two. And then Echad is Shevet Levi, which is the Hashem of Echad. In other words, the Shvatim are the Chinah Echad, they can match with Echad, they correspond to Echad. And the purpose, the idea of all the Shvatim is that they should prove the Achdus of Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, and we had the Beis Hamikdash, there's Moedik of Rashi, there's Zeh Zabrachim. I'm sure you've heard this Rashi from here before, in the Rashi, there's Zeh Zabrachim. You look it up, and I don't be late for you. You look it up in Pasuk Amim Hayikol. It's almost worth looking up. Amim Hayikol from his book of Zilch Tzedek. The Rashi, which when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Zebulun, see long after the book that says the Tagri Omis, Zebulun was a businessman, a merchant. The Tagri Omis came to Israel to buy Schoira, and he said he used to come, and he used to go and say, we've come so far. Melech, let my Rosh Hashanah was, let's see what Klal Yisrael is all about. They came all the way up to the Beis Hamikdash. What did they see in the Beis Hamikdash? And the Omegaya there, so impressive they converted the Omegaya. What did they see? Rashi saw everything is Echad. The feast, Kulam, Mishtachrim, Oyvdim, Melekai Echad, Oichlen, Macholay Echad, Mashinkam, the Goyim is Loyal, Hosha Shulzet, Hosha, everyone's got his own idol, public church and the private church, and everyone's got his own idol in his house. Everything is ribui. And they saw the Rechimah, everything is echo. That's when they were Megaya. In other words, the Beit HaMikdash was the greatest manifestation of Yerushalayim. Yeah, because they saw how everything goes back to one shoresh. They were full of ribui. And they saw how this ribui somehow all goes back to the one shoresh, the Eish from the Kabbalah goes up to Shamayim. And made when they saw that, Yishlaim is the Eish Chobah Yachta. It shows everything comes together. Why does it say Shom Olu Shvatim? Shom Olu Yisrael. Anyway, you'll find the notion of Shvatim, Tar Yisrael. I'm sure that the Shvatim of Echinom Echot. It made it to how does the prayer continue? Shalu Shloim Yerushalayim, Shloim Ha'avoyach, all time Shalim, Shloim Mav, Lalit Ha'zera. The man Achai Verei Adab Ben Hashom Bach. What's the whole prayer talking about? Shvatim is Echot, Achtos, the man Achai Verei Yerushalayim is This Mikdash showed that everything was Echot. The Mikdash showed that everything was Echot. That's Kolzman. That's the Bechin. That's Kolzman. Klal Yisrael or Arad Mosul with this in English. Klal Yisrael is Mosul, and then the Bechin of Echot sucks up the Achdus, and it's all one. Shenkin, Klal Yisrael and Golo. Chizur is Ribui, scattering all directions of the Bechin of Ribui. Then in the Bignes Loin, the Klal Yisrael still have to show that there's Am Echot. Who corresponds to Ribui in the world? The Goyim. What did Esau say when he met Yaakov? Klal Yisrael and Shlach? Yim Esau. Yishli. Rov. Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol. Kol is what? Everything is accumulated into one. What did Esau say? Oh, he means Yeshli Roch. Esau stands for Ribui in the world. Ribui. I'm going to now. That's why I'm only. The Shem Yud Kevavke. It says in B'Shalach, Yod Al Kes Kol. The last passage in B'Shalach. I don't need to look these things up. So you'll see that the last passage in B'Shalach, Yod Al Kes Kol. L'chomar Hashem Allah. Namalek Midor Doer. What is Yod Al Kes Kol? Yud Kei Rashi says there that the Shem Yud Kevavke is incomplete. When Amalek is wrong. You knew that, right? So what then is the Shem Yud Kevavke and the Shem Lekim? Lekim is a ribu, Rosh and Rabbim. Lekim, Yud Mem is always one. Something good with Rosh and Rabbim. Yud Kevavke always remains with Rosh and Yochid. Vayim, Hashem Abayim shows that the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Yim Hu Yeh Hashem Echad Hashem Echad, right? That's the beginning of Hashem Echad Hashem Echad. Yud Kevavke shows the Achdus Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Molek is Yim Esav Yishli Rav. That's why Haman, who was desirous of Esau, why did he hate Klal Yisrael? What did he say? Megillah says that Yeshnei Am Echad, Mefuzar or Mefuzar, they're not Amim. That he can't take. They're Mefuzar and Mefuzar, they're Ribui, but they're not, because they're Am Echad. They wear the same tefillin, they shake the same lulav and that's what manifests. Yes, the Yud Kevavke in the world, and that's why Haman hates that so much. Who fought against Haman? Mordechai was the children of Rachel. Pshat is the following. Yaakov Avinu, when Klal Yisrael came to Ad Masam, who is the Melech? Yehuda is the Melech. Yehuda has the Oisi Sabot, Yudke Vodke. So Yehuda is the Melech. When there's a Beit HaMikdash, when the whole world sees the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they see the Yudke Vodke, that's Yehuda that's right after Malchus of Yehuda. When Klal Yisrael are in Golus, what keeps them Am Echot? That's already the Bnei Rachel. That's already the Bechina of Rachel. That's why Yaakov needs to marry Rachel. When Yaakov met Rachel, he cried. Why? Because he saw the Klal Yisrael going into Golos, and Rachel's going to stand up. Okay, Rachel and cried, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, V'shavu bonim negvula. She's the one, her children, she's the one who keeps us. The Echot keeps the Echot in Golos. When Klal Yisrael's even Alan Mosam, is then it's Yehuda. Really, that's why Mordechai came from Shevet Binyamin. Yosef HaTzadik is the Melech in Mitzrayim. In other words, when the brothers went down to Mitzrayim, what was that? A Bechinah? That was a Bechinah of Radu Shomer, the Apostle says in the cases. Rashi, what? 210 years, right? Brahmins went down to Mitzrayim. When the Brahmins went down to Mitzrayim, how many entrances did they enter? All in one entrance? No, they all came scattered. Why? Because the goal is you go down scattered. Who's ma'achid them together? Who brought them all together in Mitzrayim? Who? Yosef. He brought them all together in Mitzrayim. Because Yosef is the one who's ma'achid Klal Yisrael, Achid Klal Yisrael, which is the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? In Golus. They can understand the whole fight between Yehuda and Yosef. When Yehuda was living, when they were living with their father, Yosef used to come and in Boston, Kilu, Yosef felt he was sensitive to the beginning of Achdus, even when they were in Bain with Yosef. The Yehuda says, we're here in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef held that it's not the Tachlis. I've still got to sensitive. What was he sensitive to? Which three things? Zilzul B'din Shvachas is one of them. What does that do? Break the Achdus. Aroyas with other nations. What does that do? Break the Achdus. The Goyachot Ba'aretz. And Eva Menachai is pulling something off once. Yosef was sensitive to the period. Yehuda said that's not Yitzchum. That's not Yitzchum. Here we're in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef held, no, we're still not Ashleimus. If there's no Achdus among the brothers, that's what Hosam says, Yeshiv, Yarkiv, Be'eretz, Muguri, Ovid. Everybody asks, says, Yeshiv, Mashma, Yeshiva, Kavua. But it says, Muguri, Ovid. Nashma, again, Nashma, not Yeshiva, Kavua. That's the big koach between Yaakov, between Yosef and Yehuda. Who's got the Shlita of the brothers? Who's got to bring the Echad of the brothers? Then Yosef had a dream that wants me. What does Ma'alim al Alumin mean? Ma'achid, Kain, Yechot, Kain together bundles. And Yosef said that you here, I'm also the one who's Ma'alim al Alumin. I'm bringing you the Bechin of Achris. That's why Yehuda was so angry with him, because he says, here you're training on my toes. Ain't given the brothers from Mitzrayim. What happened at the beginning of Ayuga? What happened in the Miketz? That Yehuda realizes there was something over here. There's Ashkocha Protus over here. What happened? Binyamin was caught with a Becha. And the Yehuda has to stay behind. Yehuda thinks of saying, so one thing, we went down to Mitzrayim, Redu, Remis the Goals. Who's better than the king of Mitzrayim? Yosef, the B'nai Leah, the B'nai Rachel. The B'nai Rachel are allowed to run Mitzrayim. Horaya, something keeping Binyamin down, or Yehuda's got to stay in Mitzrayim. He didn't know who Yosef was yet. But he realizes that here it's not in his Malchus, here it's in Goals. Here he's not involved in the thing. In the main, that's the beginning of the here begins by Yigash all of Yehuda. Yehuda realizes that now he has to speak Achnot. He's not Melech anymore. His Yigash means he draws close. He says he speaks with the Lashon already. The Malchus, this king over here, the whole time is Netanah Baruch HaKodesh. He doesn't know what he's saying, but he's saying Baruch HaKodesh, Yidavan Adavu Abazel. It's Hakar of the Malchus of Yosef. Here I'm waiting to you. Here, Mitzrayim, the Golas, you have to keep us together. You bought us from Yosef. So that's the beginning of Kerev. He's Machnia himself. So the Darvan was, when Yosef was in the ground, he was trying to, who was right there? Binyamin was right. Yehuda was right. When Yosef was still, when they were in Eretz Yisrael, the Darvan wasn't shy after Yosef. Yosef caused, by telling them off, what did he cause? Muachdus or Mopirid? Mopirid caused the hatred. And there Yaakov was learning with Yosef, Heilchas Eglaru. The greatest period that there is in Klal Yisrael is the Ritzich of Zeraya, who used to go out to measure. There's a Sanhedrin at the end of Shaykhdin. It says, check it out. Yotze Zekinecha Veshevtecha, meaning who's Zekinecha and Sanhedrin. Zeribe Rishkas Agog, in the Beis HaMikdash. Terence says, what is the Beis HaMikdash? Here Shechubba LaYachta, it's Achtus. What was the Beis HaMikdash? Second English, the English destroyed, the Rich Chet, Sinat Chinon. I mean, because there's no Achtus, there's no Shasham Olu Shvotim Shifte Kolam, I'm Achai Vireya, so there's no Kir Shechubba LaYachta. You mean when there's a murder, and there's such a period in Klal Yisrael, let's say with Tzicha in Klal Yisrael, is the empty out of Bissam English. There's no Bissam English. It's not Kir Shechubba LaYachta anymore. And the Rabbi Gemara says, it's like to aim a Vina Eglaruf of Yerushalayim. You can't bring an Eglaruf from Yerushalayim. To bring period into Yerushalayim, then it's called Kir Yerushalayim Shvotim. So I have to bring period. You mean when Yosef was learning with his father, last 2 years was learning period. In the period, Yaakov, he knows, no, I'm mistaken, you're learning the Sugya Egarus, so you're trying, anyway, here in Eretz Yisrael now, you're emptying out the Beis HaMikdash by your period, you're emptying out the Beis HaMikdash by your period, man, I'm learning with you, Egarus, Shainki and Yaakov came down to Golis, to Mitzrayim, and you realize that all the brothers were mechnir themselves to Yosef, you realize they all came through different entrances, and they're all mischaber together to Yosef, and Binyamin, that's why Binyamin stays there, and what does Yaakov realize? Now Yaakov realize that even in Klal Yisrael, when they're down to Golis, they're going to remain a Goyachot, they're going to remain Yeshna Amecha Mefuzim Eferet. That Klal Yisrael remaining an Amecha Mefuzim, an Am Echot, even when they're Mefuzim Eferet, what does that manifestate? What does the Goyachot Baratz manifestate? After Echot, the Shemucha Echot, so when Yaakov met with Yosef, what was he saying? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. There's a core that even in Golis is going to be there. Going to be 127. Going to be the Bechemus. I mean, last time the Retos Larufa Pasha, now this is a Pasha of Shema Yisrael, Adar Av Yaakov, so that however bad it's going to get, Klal Yisrael will always remain the Goyach of God. What's the Chutz of Klal Yisrael in Yisrael? Shalishinu es Shemom, Shalishinu es Hashem. In other words, they kept together. On Yiddish names, they didn't mingle. kept together. Whose chus was that? Whose koich was that? Who was the koich of Yosef Atanik? So Atanik was the bechinu. He made off his ma'achad them together. He made off what's chus they leave Mitzrayim. And Yikach Moshe, it's after Mitzrayim, he said, Imoy, his chus they kept Mitzrayim. Yosef Atanik had to become melech in Mitzrayim because he was the Nasinas koich. He's a b'nei rochel. He was the Nasinas koich of Kal Yisrael to remain a goyachot, even when it's wrong. Like you say, heaven, Havadah Shal Pesach, you say, Mitzionim Shal. In other words, they had a simon. You could tell that this was b'nei Yisrael. They remained a goyachot. So that's a koich of rochel. When Kol Yisrael in the Adomo, Yaakov Avinu plus the Shvachim of Gematria 13, which is the Gematria of Echo, Mela, I don't need them, Rochel. Leah, I mean, I need Rochel to ensure that the Kol Yisrael will never lose the Echo, will never lose the Koach of Achtus. And that's what I'm saying. And that's the Shem, to all this Kol Yisrael remaining together, we still shake the same Lulav, Mitzvah, and Esrach, we wear the same Shiim and Mitzvillim, and that leads to, shows everybody that Yeshna Yam Echo, and that leads to, Yehoyah, Hashem, Melech, Yehoyah, Hashem, Echo, 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 Hashem,